Part C. Modernity means many things: rising affluence and mobility, inexpensive and instant communication, an abundance of affordable food, and longer life expectancy. But even an extraterrestrial observer who periodically sends probes to Earth would be impressed by a shift easily observable from space: the increasing pace of urbanization, as cities keep expanding like amoebas into the surrounding countryside, creating massive blobs of intense light throughout the night. In 1800, less than 2% of the world's population lived in cities. By 1900, the share was still only about 5%. By 1950, it had reached 30%, and 2007 became the first year when more than half of humanity lived in cities. In 2016, the United Nations Comprehensive Survey found 512 cities with a population greater than 1 million, with 45 of them larger than 5 million, and 31 surpassing 10 million. This largest group has a special name: megacities. This continued concentration of humanity in ever larger cities has been driven by advantages arising from the concentration of people, knowledge, and activities, often due to collocation of similar companies. On a global level, think of London and New York, the financial capitals, and of Shenzhen in China's Guangdong province, the capital of consumer electronics. Economies of scale bring a lot of cost savings. Interactions between producers, suppliers, and consumers are easier to handle. Businesses have access to large pools of labor and diverse expertise. And despite the crowding and environmental problems, the quality of life in large cities is good and attracts talent, now from all over the world. Cities are places of countless synergies and investment opportunities, and they offer superior education and rewarding careers. This is why the populations of many smaller cities, much like the surrounding countryside, are shrinking, while megacities keep growing. The growth of megacities offers a perfect illustration of receding Western influence and the rise of Asia. In 1900, 9 of the world's 10 largest cities were in Europe and the United States. In 1950, New York and the Tokyo metropolitan area were the only megacities, and the third, Mexico City, was added in 1975. But by the century's end, the list had grown to 18 megacities, and by 2020, it reached 35, with a total of more than 500 million inhabitants. The Tokyo metropolitan area, with as many people as Canada, remained at the top, and 20 out of the 35 megacities were in Asia. None of them ranks high on all of the major quality of life criteria. Tokyo is clean. Its residential areas, not far from the city centre, are remarkably quiet. Public transportation is excellent, and the crime rate is very low. But living spaces are small, and daily commutes are long and unpleasant. Chinese megacities, all built by migrants from rural areas who until recently had no legal right to live there, have become displays of new architecture and shiny public projects. But they have poor air and water quality, and their inhabitants are constantly monitored for minor rule violations. In contrast, chaos prevails in African megacities, and Lagos and Kinshasa are disorganized, lack sanitation, and are destroying their environments. But all those things make little difference. Each megacity, no matter if it is Tokyo with the largest number of starred restaurants, New York with the highest share of population born abroad, or Rio de Janeiro with a murder rate approaching 40 per 100,000, continues to attract people. And the United Nations has forecast the emergence of 10 additional megacities by 2030, 6 in Asia, 3 in Africa, and 1 in South America.